Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Grain futures today, we are softer again across the board. No turnaround Tuesday showing up. We're seeing the Reuters estimates being released for next week, Monday's 11 o'clock. Stocks and acreage intentions report data is putting the corn acreage at 94.4 million acres. So the trade is getting nervous about that with the concept of multiplying that times trend line, 181 bushels to the acre, which we've never been able to achieve the last 7 years, the best we could ever do. We've never achieved that, by the way. But the best we've been able to do in the last, 100 years was 177.6 bushels to the acre. So if you do use the wish of 181 times this potential 94.4, if that were to happen, we'd end up with a carryout probably near 2.2 billion bushels, which then, of course, would pressure corn back down to lower fours. But then again, let's go look at the highest acreage ever planted, which was 96.4 million acres. That occurred in 2012 when they had good planting weather because it's so dry out there. And 2012, recall, was the biggest drought that the corn markets had in the last 20-plus years. Corn went to $8 a bushel that year. So that kind of goes to show how you can, you know, count your roosters before your eggs are hatched. But what really happens is what weather allows us to grow. By the way, if we did put in 94.4 million acres, beans will probably be at 83.8 million acres. That could get a carryout down to 270 million bushels, which means that August weather better be perfect so we get trend line yields there. Otherwise, carryout would fall back into that $100 million mark, which then means what? $15 beans could occur. So it's all conjecture. It's all what the market wants to trade today. They're also fretting over a ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia, which there's nothing to fret over. There is no extra grain coming out of Ukraine or Russia over the next 5 months because they don't have much of anything left. Russia's already rationing out through June 1st the rest of their exports right now until they see what their new crop's like. They're in a drought. There's a chance of rain next week, quarter of an inch to an inch and a quarter, but we'll see what falls. They're not saying that the weather has changed. It's just an interlude that offers a shot of rain coming in that, of course, the trade takes that and says, ah, trendline production with that rain. But, you know, that's how they work. So presently, we are lower across the board. We have the corn for May off 5.25 cents, 4.59 1/4. July off 5.5, 4.66 1/2. New crop December down 3, 4.48 1/2. Soybeans dipped their toe below 10 bucks earlier in the session, but they're being supported by soybean oil. As if China wants to buy crude oil from Venezuela, that means another 25% tariff goes on their products coming in, taking them to 45% on top of the 20% already. Remember, there's 10% plus 10%, now plus 25%. That means used cooking oil will not be coming into the U.S. utilizing for biodiesel. That means soybean oil gets to make up the difference. So soybean oil, small gains today, while soybeans are off 6.25 at $10.01. The July, November off 1.5 cents, $10.05. Wheat has Kansas leading the decline, down 9.75 cents on the May, 5.68 1/4. May Chicago off 6, 5.42 1/4. Minneapolis, May off 4.5, 5.87 3/4. July down 4, 6.05 1/4, with new crop September slipping 4.75 cents, 6.20 1/2. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast. You need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us 701-222-0221. Say it ain't so. But it is. The cattle market down again today for the third day in a row. Massive reversal on Friday, followed by a friendly cattle on feed report that just created a higher opening on Monday, but was sold again and now sold again today. We're actually sharply off the lows of the day. Live cattle, they were down over $2 on the session. Feeder cattle were down $4 on the session. So we have bounced back considerably on that. Box beef jumping $6.93 on a large jump on rib primal by $30. So we'll see if this sticks until late in the afternoon. Select up 11 cents. So the board has April down 10 cents, 205.80, $2 off the lows. June cattle off 32 cents, 201.82. August off 57 cents, 198.47. Feeder cattle has March holding up 37 cents, 286.97, because it's tied to the cash index expiring here in a few days. The April feeders down 77 cents, 284.42. That's $3 off their lows. May feeders off $1.30, 283.50. And the August down $1.02, 287.47. Hogs did rally today. They're about $2 off of morning highs on the summer contracts. April hogs presently up 87 cents, 86.57. June up 67 cents, 96.45. July up 65 cents, 97.42. Gold recovering today by $11.50 an ounce, 3,027. Silver up 72 cents, 34.17. Bitcoin losing $320, $88,082. And in the crude oil market, we were higher by about 80 cents earlier in the session. Now we're down 26 cents on the May crude oil, 68.85. Gasoline May off a quarter of a cent, $2.20 a gallon. Diesel fuel gaining a penny and a half, as it's seasonally that time of year. We're up $2.23. Any questions? You can always find us, especially to discuss livestock risk protection insurance and what it's like compared to just utilizing options to hedge your cattle. Thanks for listening from HeartlandInvest.com. Have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known. But it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.